Now, those details have not been worked out yet. This suggestion came out of the conference. They have agreed on principle to establish a national structure, which they don't have at the moment. The idea is that unless they have a national organization to represent the imams, it's very difficult for the imams to monitor what is going on in every mosque and who are the imams who are qualified to speak on Islam and so on and so forth.
While the details of exactly who will be on board are yet to be determined, Dr. Ali says the structure will consist of representatives from each state. Each state is to have their own board of imams, and their representatives will make up the national board. So what will its main purpose be?
Its main purpose is this. There are a lot of advantages. If the government wants to get an opinion on sensitive issues on Islam, is easier thing is to go to the board of imams or their head. At the moment, they have no reference. Secondly, there are issues that affect the religious problems, affect the Muslim community regarding the Sharia laws and things like that. It's better to get an understanding from the imams rather than getting from the backyard. Thirdly, they also can give a collective voice as far as the Muslim community is concerned on matters affecting the community as well as the nation.
At the conference, Australian Muslims said they recognised a need for greater engagement with the wider community. According to Dr. Ali, there is already plenty of community contact.
It is happening already. In fact, a number of mosques have opened their doors. In fact, they're having interfaith dialogues, intrafaith dialogues. They're having dialogues with their own youth and other nationalities. So it is happening. It's a matter of reinforcing and continuing the momentum. Then this structure will help all that.
Contributing to this momentum is Mehmet Özalp. He is the president of Affinity Intercultural Foundation, a group established by young Muslim Australians with the aim of aiding interaction with the wider society and to create general awareness of the Muslim community. Mehmet Özalp says when it comes to youth, we need to recognise that we are undergoing a generational transition.
The early migrants to Australia had limited skills and language, and now they're getting old and they're handing over their positions, community leadership, to younger generations who are able to speak more better English, and they're skilled and they know Australian culture better. So these second generation Muslims are generating good results in engaging the youth because they are able to relate to them better than the first generation.
However, according to Dr. Ali, the nature of the new terrorism laws have acted as a deterrent to better community engagement.
It has unwittingly has sent a wrong message to the community. In fact, the wider community is rather feel scared to come to the Muslims and talk to them. Of course, we are your neighbours, the fellow citizens. So what is there to deter you? I think this the anti-terrorism laws and how it worked and how it has been publicised has sent the wrong message to the wider community.
Mehmet Özalp agrees that the new terrorism laws have created a tension between the Muslim community and wider society. He says the Muslim youth he has spoken to are saying that when it comes to media portrayal, they can't win.
They're saying the government complains about us. Our schools and educational institutions complain about us. Our parents don't understand us. And the media is showing us to be juvenile delinquents. They're saying they don't have hope. I think we need to give hope to Muslim youth.
As for the connection between Muslim youth and the community, Mehmet Özalp says the creation of a national board is a start.
Umbrella organisations are good to have cohesion within the community and provide a vision and direction, but nevertheless, the work with the Muslim youth has to be done at the grassroots level. And I'm sure that will happen as well.
Dr. Ali says he hopes that the new board will break down the barriers the youth and also women often face when trying to reach imams.
Youth in this country, they are facing a number of problems. One is the access to the imams. They would rather go to their own peer groups and get advice rather than go to their religious leaders because they feel that there's something, some barrier. It may be the language or it may be the way the imams communicate to them. So we discuss those matters, and those barriers have to be removed so that we can get the youth into our fold and prevent them from going into the extremist channel.